Oh, let's welcome the presence of the Lord. Let's thank Him for His goodness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We praise You for it, God. Glory to the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, surely the presence of the Lord is here tonight. Amen, amen. While you're standing this evening, turn with me in your Bibles to John, the 4th chapter. Do appreciate words that your pastor has just spoken. And evangelizing is not what we're doing just to have something to do. But we certainly feel that God's grace is upon us for this office. We take it very seriously. And also what your pastor had to say about being adaptive and being receptive. And no, I spoke along those lines last service about God wants it to be better. We want to embrace that. We don't want to be satisfied with where we are when we can be closer. Amen. I get motivated by Moses. He just kept reaching for more of God. Regardless of where he had been or what he had seen, he just, God, if there's more, I want it. It's hard for God to do something for somebody that they don't really ask for. Amen. And so how foolish it is to know that God has something for you and you have not, the Bible says, because you ask not. Amen. I want it all. Amen. That's not being greedy. That's just having good spiritual sense. Amen. Hard to be greedy with God. God's good. Amen. The wrong is not wanting more. The wrong is being satisfied with what you've got. Amen. It is my motive and motivation tonight for us all to be better when this service is over. John chapter 4, verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. True worshipers, Jesus said, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. I want to preach tonight about true worship. True worship. Would you lift up your voice again? Let's praise Him together. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Glorify the name of the Lord. Open a great door and effectual tonight. God, Your word is anointed. Lord, You have anointed my heart and mind. You have burdened my soul with this message tonight. God, I pray that we would be receptive of Your word. God, I pray divine utterance to flow in this room. We want to have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I worship. I worship. I worship. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Lord bless you. You can be seated tonight. Thank God for revelation. Amen. The Apostle Paul would reveal part of his prayer to the church at Ephesus. And he said that I'm praying for you that God would give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of his calling. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Amen. Those that have faith, those that display their conviction about God, God said, I will be powerful for them. But I want you to understand that that's not just something neat for an evangelist to say, but that's revelation. Paul said, I'm praying for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There's some things I want your eyes opened about. Amen, that you would know the hope of his calling. That you would know the riches of the glory of his inheritance. And that you would know the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Amen. Thank God for revelation. True revelation facilitates true spiritual improvement. You can't have real revelation and stay the same. True revelation goes beyond human and intellectual response. Amen. We all know about Pentecostal autopilot. We all know about religious routines. Amen. Let's just be honest. There's things that we do it because we're Pentecostal. Even what you're doing right now. Nothing wrong with it. But it's just second nature to say amen to the preacher. It's just second nature. There's things that we do because we're Pentecostal. If we were at a denominational church tonight, they would look at us like we're crazy because we don't do that here. There's just things that we do because it's normal. It's part of our culture. And thank God for a Pentecostal culture. I'm not negating that or speaking ill of that whatsoever. But there is a dimension in God beyond tradition. A dimension of faith beyond culture. And I'm doing this just because of where I go to church. And man, there really can be a human response without revelation. You can respond to passion. You can respond to voice inflection. You can have an emotional response. I mean, throw me on the bus. It won't be my first trip. but church is not the only place I clap my hands. House of God's not the only place I get good feelings. I've been to political rallies before and my emotions got stirred up. I'm not ashamed that several years ago in Lee's Summit, Missouri, at a George W. Bush political rally, I chanted with the crowd, four more years, four more years. I'm an American, hello. I wasn't worshiping the president. I was displaying patriotism. I've been to concerts before that have affected my emotions. Man, I've gotten choked up with my hand over my heart saying the Pledge of Allegiance and hearing the Star-Spangled Banner. I wasn't worshiping the flag. I was displaying emotion because I'm an American. Amen. It's traditional. It's expected. It's normal. Amen. And so there really can be a human response without revelation. But when there is revelation, there will always be an unsolicited response from the heart. Something that doesn't have to be, come on, y'all, let's worship. Can somebody say amen? You see what I'm saying? When revelation kicks in, it just comes out of you. Amen. I'm praying tonight in Augusta for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. I feel an unction tonight. I said I feel an unction tonight. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands right now. And come on, let's just give God something from our hearts right now. Oh, God, help us tonight. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read some Psalms to you. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Psalm 147:1, praise ye the Lord, for it is a good thing to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. It was praise that preceded victory for King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. Amen. The Bible says when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against their adversary. It was praying and singing praises unto God at midnight in a Philippian jail by Paul and Silas that facilitated another dimension of revival in that city. Hey man, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with praise in the Lord. As a matter of fact, the last verse of the Psalms declares, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hey man, I don't feel I have a corner on the market tonight. I certainly don't feel that I have all the answers. But I do know and I recognize the burden and the anointing and unction that I feel on me right now as I'm preaching this message. Hey, man, I assure you tonight I'm not coming in correction but in encouragement. God has sent me to tell you that there is another area in this church that God says I want to put my hand on it. I've got another dimension to take you, good people. If you'll take your hands off of it and let me put my hands onto it. Is this all right? Can you receive this tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I'm just the messenger tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost on me. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout glory to God. Amen. I've not come tonight to in correction. I've not come in criticism. I've not come to compare you with other churches. I've just come to declare to you tonight, amen, that in this area of praise and worship in Augusta, Kansas, amen, there's room for God to step in and say, I can take this to another level. Let me make a very plain statement tonight. And please, please hear me. There are individuals and churches that have vibrant praise, but absent worship. Vibrant praise, but no worship. You say, Brother Walter, what's the difference? I'm glad you asked. I was probably going to tell you whether you asked or not, but you certainly helped this preacher out tonight. Amen. They are very similar and they work together, but they're not the same. I said they're not the same. Amen. We read in Psalm 50 that we praise God in. We praise God for. We praise God according to. We praise God with. Amen. Praise, amen, obviously is what we do. We praise God for His mighty acts. We praise God according to His excellent greatness. We praise Him for His mighty acts. We praise Him with the Timberland dance. We praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise is primarily predicated about performance. We praise God for what He does. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome, God. Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Amen. I'm not discrediting that one little bit, but I've come by to tell you, when you're through praising, you're not done. I said, when praise is over, you're still not really through exhibiting energy and spending calories and displaying emotional response in the house of the Lord. Let me say it this way tonight. Could it be possible? Could it be possible that there are times when we're not really praising God, but we're praising praise? Man, I feel good. I'm clapping my hands, but my mind's on the job tomorrow. I'm focused on that final exam at college next week. Amen. I know there's real distractions. I understand all that. We're human beings. Amen. I catch myself. I mean, I'm praying, and I'm feeling God's presence. Amen. And then I just, where have I been? I mean, I'm saying all the right things. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing, but you have to gird up the loins of your mind. Thank God that God every now and then says, excuse me, over here, hello. Oh, yeah. Amen. That happens all the time. Amen. Praise for. But we worship who? Praise, again, is more about performance, but worship is about His person. We praise with a physical posture, but worship with a spiritual posture. It can be the same words. It can be the same service. It can be the same rhythm. It can be the same decibel. It can be the same tune. Amen. But it's not just what is said, but it's where the words come from. Amen. Not just what is being said, but why are you saying what you're saying? Amen. Let me just preach it tonight. Worship is praise taken to another level. When we praise Him enough to feel His presence, we're not finished. We're really just getting started. I said it's not about my feelings. We want to praise God until we feel better. What about how God feels? What about God's feelings? What about God's desire? What about the heartbeat? Come on, I'm speaking on behalf of your Creator and your Savior. Amen. And the lover of your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Never quite saw it like this. Let me share with you what the Holy Ghost just showed me. When we just praise Him long enough to make that connection. How long would a relationship last, and how fast would a relationship grow if you picked up the telephone and dialed that number? Amen. And the party on the other line said, Hello? Click. Made that connection. Heard that sweet voice. Did enough to have a moment of communication. That's really what praise is, dialing up God. Praise is making a connection with the glory world. Man, call him up. Call him up. Come on, it's this old time Pentecost. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Look, nothing wrong with that. But what's wrong as soon as God picks up on the other end and says, good evening. Hello, how are you doing? I mean, you got another thing coming if you think I'm hanging up on God. Hey man, I'm not through. I'm just getting started. I've just now started to communicate with my Savior. I'm not done whatsoever. Hey man, the Bible said he is God that inhabits the praises of his people. Could it be that God inhabits praise because he's looking for worship? Now, I believe Jesus knows what he's talking about. I believe that he's well qualified to answer a response about worship. Because the woman at the well, oh my Lord, have mercy, help me, Jesus. As soon as she realized he was a Jew and he had some kind of religious statement to say to her, she immediately went to worship. She said, well, this is how y'all worship. And this is how we worship. She said, you one God Jews, you worship over here. But us Gentiles, we have another object and location of worship. Can I tell you, worship is still a lot of the distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. Hey, man, come on. It was just, hey, man, oh, you want to, you'll make a religious statement. Hey, man, let's talk about worship. Let's talk about worship. Well, I said, all right, sis, we can talk. If you want to talk about worship, we can talk about it. As a matter of fact, the Father seeketh such to worship. He said, it's coming, and it's now time for true worshipers. The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers. That tells me that there are those that are qualified. He's not saying I'm looking for those that are qualified. He said, but it's time for those that are qualified to go through with their qualification. Amen. It's time for true worshipers to worship. Worship in spirit. Worship in truth. For the Father seeketh such. I'm telling you, one of the main reasons we're feeling what we're feeling right now is because the glory world has come down tonight because of your praise. But he didn't say God's looking for praise. He's looking for worship. The Father seeketh. ETH, a continual search. He meant it's not just what he was looking for yesterday. It's what he's looking for again today. It's what he'll be looking for tomorrow. He seeketh such to worship him. And those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. You got to do it the right way, with the right feeling, with the right motivation. Amen. I can't worship half-heartedly. That's not worship. I can't go through the motions and worship. That's not worship. It's got to be done in spirit. Amen. There's passion involved. There's desire involved. There's focus involved. There's voice involved. Spirit. Not capital S, Holy Ghost spirit. Lowercase s, human spirit. Passion, emotion, energy. I know everybody's not geared the same. I get that. Amen. Some say, well, I'm just not the emotional kind. Oh, no, you're a human being. You have emotions. Let's just be honest with ourselves. It's probably that my emotions are focused in a different direction. I'm passionate about something else besides God. Amen. I have other passions besides God, but my biggest passion is God. Amen. I've got Bible to be passionate about my wife and about my family and about my responsibilities as a man and a father and a husband and a friend. Something's wrong with me if I'm not. Amen. But something else is wrong with me if I'm more passionate about those things than I am about the God that gave me all of those things and qualified me in those areas of my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. The Father seeketh such to worship. True worship. True opposite to what is imperfect. Opposite to what's defective. Opposite to frail. Opposite of uncertain. Opposite of fake. Opposite of false worship. Maybe I'm being too picky tonight, but if there's true worship, there's also got to be false worship. False worship is not done according to the auspices of true worship. False worship is not done in spirit and truth. Oh, my Lord, help me right now. Spirit and truth. You can have truth and no spirit, and it's not true worship. You can have energy and emotion and passion, and but if you're quote unquote worshiping Jesus as the second person of a Trinity, that's not true worship, because that's not truth. You can't worship Jesus as Jehovah Jr. You can't worship what doesn't exist. It's impossible. Because true worship is spirit and truth. Am I helping somebody right now? Amen. Worship is not about my feelings. Worship is not about what I get. Worship is not about how I feel. Hallelujah. Worship. Amen. It's not about what I receive, but what I offer. Anyone can praise. Let everything that hath breath praise. But not everyone can worship. I said Trinitarians can't worship. Muslims can't worship. Amen. Brother Waldrop, you're being mighty, but I'm just preaching the truth to you. I'm not saying we're better than anybody, but I'm saying, bless your heart if you're qualified. Amen. Why aren't you doing what you're able to do? Why would I be able to give God something He's looking for and willingly withhold it from Him? Come on, it's high time for the true apostolic church to stop being intimidated by fake religion and false worshipers. Stop being intimidated by Main Street addresses and mega church attendance. Come on, double-digit church staff members. Amen. 300-member choirs. Nothing wrong with all of that. But you don't have to be intimidated, because that's not how it is here right now. But I got a word for you. Man, if you let God put his hands on your worship, you just might get there. Come on, that motivates us evangelists. Getting off a side street to main street. It's not pride and arrogance. It's to the glory of God. Look what the Lord has done. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his blessing. Thank God for his power. And the God that has done things for me, amen, says, can you do something for me in return? I've healed your body. Amen. I've saved your children. I've satisfied your needs. I've been there for you time and time again. Can our relationship go beyond what I've done for you? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on, let's get a hold of our worship tonight and say, here it is, God. Here it is, Lord. Here's my worship. God, if it can be better, amen, I want it to be better. God, if you're wanting more from me, amen, God, forgive me for making it all about what I get from you and how I feel in your presence. Oh, God, all about what I get and all about how I feel. Oh, hallelujah. I know there's feelings involved, but I'm telling you, there is a dimension beyond feeling. It's called relationship. It's called revelation. I'm telling you, God's looking for worship tonight. Come on, it's not just about making noise. This is not about fulfilling a religious obligation. This is not just making, amen, a cursory response to a guest preacher. Amen, it's about something from the heart tonight. Something from the heart. Todd, it's not about how I feel. It's not about what you've done. It's about who you are. He doesn't have to provide for me to worship him as provider. He doesn't have to heal for me to worship him as healer. He's healer and provider and helper and counselor and friend and on and on and on. Whether he performs those functions or not, that's still who he is. I recognize what I feel right now. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just trying to help you. Some of you is uncomfortable right now. Because you really don't know what to do. Because it's all about feelings. And it's all about function. And it's all about the goodness of God. And it's all about what he's done. Come on, when you begin to feel his presence. Amen. Thank God for that. But that's just the Lord letting you know you've made that connection. Now let's communicate. Now let's have a conversation. Amen. You've made that connection. Now let's have some fellowship. Come on, we're not in competition tonight. It's not about who's the loudest. It's not about who sweats the most. Come on, worship is not measured by decibels and calories. It's measured from the heart. Sacrifice is not measured by how much you give, but rather by how much is left when you're through giving. You can be a millionaire and give $100,000, but somebody can have $10 and that's all they've got. And that's what they give. And God said, the one that gave 10, amen, gave more than the one that gave 100,000. Because the millionaire still has most of a million left. I'm the loudest in my church, and I'm the fastest one around this intersection, and I'm the highest jumper, and that's wonderful. How about your worship? What about your spiritual posture? Sincerity, focus, passion, desire. Come on, the Father is searching for worshipers. What are you searching for? I'm searching for God. Ooh, I'm telling you, those that are seeking God, those that God is seeking, they have a way of getting together. Glorious things have a way of happening. When you draw nigh to God, and God draws nigh to you. Woo, and you cleanse your hands, you sinners, and you purify your hearts, you double-minded, and you're afflicted and mourning. Oh, yeah, it's not about how good I feel. It's about how strong of a connection do I have with my Creator. Worship. 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 Ikata le moshe mo romo ikata. Oh my Lord, I feel a dimension tonight reaching for this church. If I have any discernment whatsoever, there's something dynamic and powerful that's trying to find a way inside this assembly. Come on, you're not bad people. God's just saying you can do better. Come on, somebody, I feel God's presence. That's a good thing. I don't feel conviction, I feel compelling. I don't feel judgment tonight. I feel joy. I don't feel oppression. I feel opportunity. Yeah, I feel a spirit of truth and holiness. I feel the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of Him. I feel something supernatural trying to happen around here tonight. Come on, New Life Tabernacle. Amen. He's a mighty good God. But I wonder what God could be able to do in this beautiful city. If we would get over what God does for us and we just get into God. It's not about my feelings, it's about my faith. It's not about convenience, it's about conviction. It's not about reception, it's about response and responsibility. I'm going to give to God. I'm going to give to God. I'm going to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Give myself unreservedly. Submit and surrender. Lord, heal my worship. Heal my worship. Set your healing hand on my worship. Lord, my anemic, my weak, my distracted, my insufficient, my disconnected worship. Oh, come on. This is how an apostolic church goes from impressive to effective. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what causes people to leave and say more than, I've never seen anything like that before. But they say, I don't know what they've got, but I want it. They can leave a praise service saying, I've never seen that before. But when they're in the midst of true apostolic worship, amen, the soul of humanity can't help but say, I don't know what that is, but I want it. Amen, there may not be as much talent. The rhythm may be off a little bit. Amen, the voice might be a little flat. Everybody may not be clapping on beat, but when it's coming from the heart and there's a visitation of God, Lord, give me effectiveness over impressiveness all the time. Come on, from your heart. I know we typically have music right now, but can you make your own music? Is that too much to ask? Just get your mind on Jesus and let your heart begin to harmonize with heaven. Some of my most sacred times with God has been in the solitude of His presence. Ika ye la she moraha ka ito shanda. Ile shandorama ka ye te olomo shanda. Unsolicited. Unsolicited. I'm just looking for somebody that'll go beyond their feelings. Looking for somebody to go beyond my performance. Coroshe morandai candoroso nale mondale. Alleluia. 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 In Jesus' name. I love you, Jesus. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't stop praying, but Let me read some word to you. Come on, keep talking to God. Listen tonight. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, because of this, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause. Because their worship wasn't right. Because their worship was misdirected. They worshiped and served what God did more than the God that did it. It was about the creation more than the Creator. Because of this, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to. Come on, that's horrible perversion. It almost embarrasses me to read this in the pulpit tonight. But can I tell you, before there's physical perversion, sexual perversion, there'll be spiritual perversion. It was a perversion of worship that ushered in sexual perversion. Because their worship wasn't right, their lifestyle soon followed. Amen. This is the word of God. Come on, don't tell me worship's not a big deal. Come on, they worshiped and served. You serve what you worship. I said, you serve what you worship. They worshiped and served the creature. Amen. And because of this, God gave them over to vile affections. Your worship affects your lifestyle. Oh, God. Amen. Heal my worship tonight. Ikata. So, yeah, I don't want my motivation to be what you do, but rather who you are. Ileshemata. My Lord, I've never preached worship quite like this, but true worship is perversion prevention. True worship prevents perversion. Because before any other perversion, there's first a perversion of worship. When you direct the focus of your worship off of God onto something else, every other part of your life begins to fall apart.